This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day, so do you partake? Apparently, the most popular chocolate bar is a Kit Kat bar. Go figure. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. But it wasn't about chocolate. It was more about secret negotiations coming out of D.C. Shocking, isn't it? What are the secret negotiations about? And how does it affect you? And how does it affect me? Or do we even care? No, we care. I'll get to that coming up. In the meantime, Kentucky, boy, I feel you. Oh, I have had so many good times in the great state of Kentucky. At least 8 people have died in that widespread flooding. It was awful because they had those heavy rains again where it just pours. It's almost like somebody went and just turned on the spouts everywhere. They were inundated, and it's one of the biggest floods they've seen in a long time. It's a natural disaster. That's what the governor's calling. Bashir is right. With more rain is happening now as I'm speaking, and it's getting worse. So 8 people lost their lives so far to this terrible weather. Portions of Kentucky around a place called Hazard, 9 inches of rain Wednesday, more coming down Thursday, and then into Friday, the concerns about that, too. So, boy, people watching this really, really, really closely, because you've got also untold damage to lots of homes in part of central Appalachia, and a lot of people were doing that thing where you're so desperate, you are on the roof, because your house is swamped and you are waiting to be rescued. And that has got to be a very scary, scary, scary place to be. What a predicament to be in when you are scurrying to get out the window and get on top of a roof as your house starts to move. The governor is saying, you know, it's really this bad that it's going to take a long time to recover, because when things start to dry out, hundreds will lose their homes, and it's going to be another event where it's probably going to take years for a lot of the families to rebuild and try to recover from this. You know, 911, people panicked, hitting the buttons, pounding 911 and not getting a response because there's no help, because everybody's out there. Everybody's trying to do whatever they can, and they're just praying that the water will go down. And I think it's like one of the saddest sights to see when you look at video and you see houses that are, they look like floating barges, and you have no idea whether the people got out of that floating house or not. And of course, power and all of that gets in the mix, because you have homes and businesses that didn't have any power because the power naturally goes out too. So it is that yin and yang of talking about how so many places in the country are on fire with the heat and things that have generated heat and caused fires. And then you look at the situation in Kentucky where they got that massive rain, and look, there's no way to stop that, right? And when it hits and you're in that house and you're in these beautiful areas, but they easily flood, you know, you're stuck and you're at the mercy of who, what neighbor can help and who can get to us as fast as they can get to us. And that was really what that situation was about. The other slice of America is still the conversation about the impossible. And of course, what is the impossible? The impossible is, hey, guess what? I just won the lottery. And I just didn't win any old lottery. I won one of the biggest jackpots in history here in the United States. And so one person could win over $1 billion. And who knows, there could be more than one winner. But it just, just imagine what that would be like. You take out the taxes, and still it's an incredible amount of money. In fact, figuring that out, the options are you could take 30 annual payments over 29 years, or an immediate cash lump sum, which would be $602 million, and of course you have to take out the federal and state taxes, but it would be an insane amount of money. So I was listening to, I tuned in to radio stations that, of course, fabulous affiliates that we're on now, and so many different areas, whether it was in Louisiana or whether it was in California or Florida or Texas or New York or Chicago and Wisconsin and Iowa and Georgia and Alabama, to see if that was really the conversation, no matter whatever else is going on, of course, because you have so much happening locally. And then this is what people were fantasizing about. What would they do with the money? I love that it seemed to be, because I scribbled down notes. It was fun. It was geeky. I scribbled down notes, was drinking some coffee, and I was going around to different places, and I was listening to what people were saying as to what they would do. And a lot of people just wanted to disappear. Like, hey, I may leave some money behind for friends, send them some envelopes, but then I'm just going to disappear. Wow. I'm checking out. You won't see me again. I'm just going to disappear to somewhere. And then there was the things like getting jewelry, like a Rolex or cars or buying a sports team, which you would need a lot more money. So you'd have to find some very wealthy friends to go in on that, because that would not be enough to be able to do that. Not enough whatsoever. A lot of it had to center around, you know, where you were living, homes or in other parts of the United States or overseas, you know, that kind of thing. And it's funny, the thing that also I kept hearing over and over again, it's like, yeah, this is the world we live in now, because people are paranoid. People are looking over their shoulder, hiring bodyguards so that nobody gets kidnapped. Oops, you won an incredible amount of money. What might happen? Would you be a target? Even though nobody knows who you are, suddenly overnight they might know who you are. So you would have to go and get a bodyguard. And I just thought, isn't that ironic, right? But it is the big drawing on Friday, and who knows, maybe nobody wins and it gets even bigger, and then there's more conversation about a ridiculous amount of money that somebody will get, that maybe, because you never know, that maybe they didn't think they would ever see in their lifetime, right? In the nation's capital, it's very, very, very sad. The D.C. mayor is requesting a National Guard, lots of National Guard members to help, because busloads and busloads of immigrants have come into the city, and it's reached that tipping point. And what does that mean? When you've got 4,000 people, give or take, on 200 buses, all of a sudden they're homeless. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do. Now they got a big problem in D.C., and they understand the crisis at the border just a little bit more. Money, money, money next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Drawing at the top, and kind of a follow-up to that is, because somebody asked this in the mailbag, and of course we're not having a mailbag segment, we're having just an abbreviated kind of mailbag here for a few moments, because there was so much chatter about the Mega Millions. What about the states where you can remain anonymous? Where are the states where, you know, you can do that? It's interesting. You know, there are fewer and fewer states where you can do that. In South Carolina, you can be anonymous. Also in Ohio, you can. The other place is North Dakota. I know there's some people listening to us in North Dakota, so have no fear. If you're a winner, you don't have to tell anybody. But you better not tell one person, because you know how that'll get around. It's like the telephone game. There is a law that kicked in Virginia a few years ago that prizes of greater than $10 million could have, you know, could be anonymous. So the name and their where they live and all that kind of stuff was not made public. And in some other states, like Wyoming, they say they would honor the request if you wanted to be anonymous too. And there is that other side of it. I mean, just even having a ridiculous conversation about what would you do if you won over $1 billion, and geez, what's the law? What's the lottery law in my state? What do I need to know if that happens? Like, even in New Jersey, just a couple years ago, they changed it so you could be anonymous indefinitely. So meaning that there would be nothing available that anybody could see in the open public records to try to find you. Because, of course, there would be people that would want to find you even to have the story, to tell the story. The Mississippi Lottery, Mississippi, I love this, they're not going to disclose the identity of the lottery winner without the person's written permission, is what they're saying. But there's so many other places that don't have that in place. Our friends listening in Arizona, the names of people who win 600 or more are held confidential for 90 days. So you got 90 days to figure it out. 90 days, and then I got to change my name or do something else or figure out what can I do so that I don't draw attention to myself. All right. So enough of that nonsense. Maybe you're going to go get a ticket. Lottery fever is definitely on. It is near a frenzy. Something about that 1.1 billion bigger amounts draw bigger people who don't normally play, knowing the odds are so dang ridiculous. Like, wow, am I really, you know, doing this thing? Yeah, exactly. You know, this has been interesting to watch. What's been interesting to watch, I think, is what's happening with now in D.C., as I mentioned, with the busing in of people who have come across illegally, and that was the whole idea, okay, we're going to reroute people. And now in D.C., the mayor is seeing, one, it's sad. You have really young children that are sitting outside on fountains, parents that look so just lost, trying to figure out what they're going to do. And they don't have the space. You know, this is what the mayor is saying, Bowser. She's saying, we don't have a place. We need the government to be involved now. I mean, they got to do something. We got these busloads of people that are seeking asylum, and they're coming into Union Station. People, we got a humanitarian crisis that we think is going to escalate, right? It's going to escalate. What are we going to do? How do we do this? How do we deal with this? So the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, hasn't really commented on this. He's saying it's being evaluated because that's what she did. She reached out, and so did others in D.C., to what are we doing? How do we do this? We're stuck, right? And part of this is because when Donald Trump was in office, remember, he had that program, which they called Remain in Mexico, which was Title 42, a pandemic-related policy that paused nearly all asylum proceedings at the border, right? That was the big thing, because you had so many people coming in from Venezuela, Cuba, Central Africa, even all over the place. And in April, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, launched a program to send migrants who came into his state to D.C., right? And the thought was, okay, let the administration be able to move more immediately to address the needs of the people that they're allowing to come across the border. And then you had Ducey, Arizona's governor, who did the same thing with his own voluntary program, busing migrants to D.C. too. So now you seriously have at least 4,000, could be more, who have come in, who are then relying on local groups to help them, but they're staffed by volunteers. So they have to find people temporary shelter. They're trying to help them with plans to get to whatever the final destination in other parts of the country might be, but they're waiting for asylum court dates. That's what's happening. So now it's really highlighting. So what Texas and Arizona have done is they've said, okay, federal government, we're stuck. Here you go. This is what you wanted, so you got to figure it out, because this, you could process this quicker, and it's not happening. And in fact, I was reading a story about a volunteer with an aid group that's been trying to help people as much as possible, saying this is shameful. I mean, this is absolutely shameful. And of course, the D.C. area has said since April, we're welcoming the people that are being bused here, but they can't handle the people. So will we get some policies in place? Will people that are representing us in D.C., will they figure this out? Because it is a humanitarian crisis, and now it's just moved further up toward the lawmakers, right? Now it's in your face. do something about it. And what are you going to do about it? Period. It's a big, big deal. I think this pretty much shows you where we're at, because we just had, of course, the another interest tick up, meaning so basically, if I call it the loan bomb, if you're trying to get a loan, wow, buying a house right now, just a few months after when it might have been a decent time, or the beginning of the year when it was a much better time, it's and rents have gone, you know, sky high in a lot of places. June inflation, 9.1%, we know that, a 40-year high. So with the high inflation and those interest rates that have ticked up, and we keep seeing, you know, what's happening with the percentages that keep going up, and you got people that are struggling with credit cards and everything else. I mean, lenders are looking at your credit score to try to determine the interest rate payments, all that other stuff. So forget about it. I mean, mortgages are tanking. What's the flip side of that? That the housing prices will eventually go down. The hot housing market is definitely cooling. A year ago, I just looked this up again. A year ago, the average 30-year fixed rate was 2.9%. 2.9%. So higher mortgage rates make it that much more difficult to try to qualify for a mortgage, first of all. And then paying for it, too, is the other flip side of that. So to beat back inflation, we saw this the other day, the Feds pushing the rates up, that whole thing. And, you know, what Freddie Mac is saying, a quote from Freddie Mac, the drop, when you see the housing market cooling off, the drop gives you minor relief, or there's minor relief to buyers. The housing market will kind of normalize if home price growth slows to because of the combination of low housing affordability and the economic slowdown. But so it could eventually work in the favor of many, many, many people who are listening to this show and who are thinking about, okay, what am I doing, or where are we going, or what's happening? But you're really, at this point, sheltering in place, as I say, planting them where you are, because it doesn't make any sense for so many people. But then you're also caught up in the rent game, maybe. And if you're caught up in the rent game, it's not like it used to be. Well, get a house. If you get a house, then it's better because you've got the write-off, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All part of what I heard from Richard, Al, and Max complaining to me about mortgages and credit cards in email that they sent to me at Kate Delaney, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, which you can do too, 24/7.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden held a meeting with CEOs across several different industries to discuss the state of the nation's economy. President talks about why he believes manufacturing numbers were down.
A significant part of the slowdown that occurred when it hit is inflation. cost of automobiles. People are not buying them also because they cost so damn it. There's so few of them. They're not manufacturing nearly what they were able to manufacture in the past.
There are so many illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to the nation's capital that the mayor of Washington, D.C. is calling it a humanitarian crisis. She's asking the National Guard to be activated to set up a processing center. You're listening to USA Radio News. One state is continuing to charge people with election fraud.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission is reporting multiple clerks in the state of Wisconsin made 22 voter fraud referrals to local district attorneys related to the 2020 general election over the past 2 years. The new report from the July 22nd Commission meeting showed 10 instances of voter fraud referrals from the 2020 election. Most came from the Milwaukee and Brown counties, including more than 50 instances of a person using an improper residential address on their voter registration in multiple elections. One potential problem with election security was settled July 8th when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that drop boxes were illegal. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investors shrugging off recession fears at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About the problem of the internet divide or the digital divide, and is it real and is it getting bigger, and what's happening in rural areas a lot on this show. So I'm really pleased to welcome to the show Evan Dixon, president of Global Fixed Broadband Viasat, Inc., which is a global communications company, of course. And we're going to talk about the digital divide and what is his company doing and what are other companies doing to help narrow the gap. So, Evan, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Kate. Really appreciate it.
What does it mean when we talk about digital inequality or the divide? I think some people are still kind of confused by that.
Yeah, so when we talk about digital inequality or the digital divide, those are fancy terms, but really what we're talking about is those in America that have access to high-speed broadband and those who do not. And that problem is much larger than most of us realize. One in every 10 Americans is unable to access broadband. It's over 42 million people across the country. About 20 million of those have no access at all. And then another 22 million are not able to afford broadband access. And so this is a problem that's been going on for many decades. And we at Viasat believe that satellite internet is the key to solving this problem. And it's something we focus on every day, and we are connecting those 42 million each and every day.
Why is it such a pressing issue? Is it partly because so many people are still working from home and, you know, work from anywhere is kind of the new mantra?
Yeah, you know, as we saw during the pandemic, it really highlighted the fact that having access to high quality broadband at home is a requirement for life. those people that weren't able to access working remotely, you know, applications to allow you to work remotely, applications for schooling remotely, access to telemedicine, shopping online, and on and on. These are the things that that make it very, very difficult, and so many Americans are having to live without those applications at their home. And we take it for granted the fact that we have access to those things when you have broadband, and just don't realize how big this problem is. And it's something that we really feel as though there needs to be a big focus on solving. And again, just the fact that satellite internet can be an important part of that solution is something we're trying to raise awareness of.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. What is that like for people who don't know, and specifically Viasat and what you're doing to really close that gap?
Yeah, so we're Viasat, you know, we're an internet service provider just like any other internet service provider, except that we deliver our internet via satellite. So the same way you would get DirecTV or Dish Network with a satellite dish, we're delivering internet to a satellite dish that would be on your roof or your balcony or wherever the best place would be. You have a modem in your home. And as long as you can see the sky, you can get Viasat. It sounds silly, but we are ubiquitously available across the entire country. And so it's an amazing technology, but it's very simple, from a customer's perspective in terms of, what it takes to get it. It's not much.
Yeah. Are you hopeful that this is such a, I mean, obviously it's what you do and it's your company, but you see the viability of Viasat. Does that make you excited, get up every day to do what you do?
It really does. I don't think I could personally work at a company that didn't have a mission to really make the world a better place and really solve big problems. And it is fun to work for a company that is solving a big problem and seeing every day connecting communities, connecting homes, connecting businesses that previously did not have access to high-speed broadband. And all that that enables is really rewarding. And so I think all of the employees here at Viasat, our 7,000 employees, are very excited about that mission.
Yeah. Evan Dixon, President, Global Fixed Broadband Viasat, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much. And if any of your listeners want to find us, they can at viasat.com/choice, or they can call us up at 833-5-VIASAT.
Perfect.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks, Evan.
So it's interesting, talking about that. We've talked about this in the past, that I know some of you have struggled with that. You live in areas that are more remote, and I can't imagine, boy, are we not reliant on the internet? Of course, yes, the internet is everything and nothing all at once. Somebody said to me once, no, it's everything at this point, especially the pandemic certainly showed us that. At the top, I talked about secret negotiations. You can bet there was some texting going on. I'm certain about it. What I'm talking about is Senator Joe Manchin, who is the on-again, off-again, I don't know if I'm a Democrat, I don't know what I am, I'm not sure. But anyway, the so-called moderate West Virginia Democrat was really balking at the massive climate tax and social safety net plan and what it would do to inflation, but he was saying no, he was not on board with that, and the Democrats were furious with him, and all of a sudden he flipped on that whole idea. So here you go, this is what's happened, kind of shocking. This week they announced, they being Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, that they restarted their negotiations in secret 4 days after everything exploded and fell apart, and that they have an agreement on a version of this stalled climate, energy, and tax agenda. And remember, it was part of that giant Build Back Better bill, and that has totally been scrapped. So Republicans are opposed, and certain Democrats and the Senate and the House are not even on board with some of that. They weren't with Build Back Better, making the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 anything but a done-ish deal. But it has life, apparently, because now it's been paired with the passage of a bill boosting the computer chip production, which I talked about, which I thought the computer chip production was great because, hey, finally, are we going to do this in the United States instead of relying on China? And here we can't get cars, we can't get cell phone parts where they need chips and so many other things that messed us up with the supply chain, that if we had had some factories and we were doing this, it would have been a whole different ballgame, I think, in a lot of cases. So this, I guess, is going to get wrapped into that as well. We'll see if this all comes together and then what it looks like and where the money goes, because that's the key deal. You know, what are the, we know the ingredients, but a lot of things get stuffed in. It's like when I get pizza, I want to know what's in my pizza. That's why I don't want to have a calzone. You know what a calzone is? It's pizza flipped inside out. And they could bake anything. If you didn't know what was in it, they could bake anything in it, things you don't like. And that happens every day with these bills on the Hill, and that's part of the pulling them apart thing. But it's interesting that now I guess it's been recalibrated, and they had a big news conference on Thursday that they said we're working together and trying to pull this bill together. Schumer said at the news conference that Manchin came to him and said, can we do this? Can we pull this together? Because remember, Manchin has said publicly he'd do nothing on climate until September and would have to wait until he saw August inflation numbers, because that's the thing, inflation. So if they finish this in August, then, and that's apparently what Schumer said he agreed to, they're plowing ahead, and we'll see what this looks like, right? What does energy infrastructure mean? I think it would ease the path for a shale gas pipeline in West Virginia is what I think. So I believe that's also part of this. That's part of bringing him on board. And what does this have to do with you and me? Well, we pay our taxes. Where are our taxes going, and how is that money helping the country? So we want to pay attention to what's in a bill that has been reworked again and again and finagled. Where is the money going to go on this version of the stalled climate energy tax agenda? What is that going to come out? How's that going to come out on the other side? Because it's going to have the chip thing in the middle of that too as well. Where is all that money gonna scatter? And what does that look like when we're talking about inflation and the situation that we're in right now? Because inflation is the thing. Inflation. We can't add to inflation. If anything, we want it to be the opposite of that. So the bill, as I keep hearing it, is fighting inflation, and there's collateral benefits. But it's easy to make that announcement until you see the final outcome of it and the votes and everything else. Let's see if it sticks, and then, again, what that looks like in your backyard and mine. What does that mean to the U.S.? What does that mean to all of us when it comes to inflation? Because we don't want to add. We don't want to add to inflation at all. And bringing it around, you know, talking about lack of internet and everything else, it's interesting that Shopify's CEO said he was deeply sorry about cutting 1,000 jobs because they had a bad bet on the e-commerce boom in the middle of the pandemic. So they had to cut about 1,000 people because they've had an unexpected sales downturn because of now what's happened after the pandemic. Less people are shopping. It's not that nobody is, but they've cut back on a lot of that, and they realize that they can't carry that load, so they had to figure out a way to slice the budget. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Ooh. Stay with us.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a perfect time to talk to Barbara Majeski. She's going to talk to us about back to school must-haves. Boy, it is that time. It is the crunch when you are looking and thinking about what you need. And so, you know, Barb is a mom, an on-air TV personality, a cancer survivor, and an incredibly passionate philanthropic advocate. I love that. She's won all kinds of awards, humanitarian awards, etc. And we're thrilled to have her with us. So, Barbara, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about back-to-school must-haves. What would your list consist of?
Well, you know, first and foremost, the most important item is the backpack, right? You got to check that off your list. And I'm here at Five Below, which is the extreme value brand where kids, tweens, teens can find the latest, greatest, not only in back to school supplies, but also toys, tech, games, room decor, beauty, style, and more. But I have to tell you, Five Below is the home of the $5 backpack. And I literally don't know anywhere else that you can go where you can find a high quality, trendy backpack for just $5. I mean, you've got to check this out. They've got all the accessories that you could ever want. They've got a holder for the bottles. They've got front zippers. They've got bungee cords and a ton of colors to choose from. So not only would I have to get the backpack, you've got to get the school supplies. So you've got to fill the backpack with all your favorite stuff. And they absolutely have you covered. Pens, pencils, markers, notebooks, and a ton of options with major brands, right? Sharpie, Five Star, Elmer's, Papermate, so much more. And, you know, you just cannot go wrong getting all your back to school supplies here at Five Below.
Oh, I love Five Below. Just right down the street, it has everything. No joke. And you're talking about pens and pencils and markers and Sharpies. What do you think that as moms, sometimes you forget when you're scurrying around and getting the back to school stuff?
You know, I think it's just like the little things, the glue sticks and the pencils, but also even the clothes. And you know, these kids, they fly through things. They have, some things are just one hit wonders, and you need to have a good supply of t-shirts. And here at Five Below, they have these awesome graphic tees, and they're just $5. So you don't feel bad about it, but you can buy them in bulk. So I think as a mom, when I'm shopping, I want to make sure I have enough that I don't run out of clothes. And these tees, I don't know. I might buy them by the dozen. I think it might be the best money spent.
And here's another thing too, because you know, you're talking about all the things we can put in the backpack, etc. But how about decorations like dorm room decor? That was one thing that I was lacking when I went to school and I had to figure out what I was going to do. But thanks to Five Below, you don't have to do that. There's all kinds of things for that, right?
Same. And it's so inexpensive. I have my oldest heading off to his freshman year and I am absolutely coming here. They have things like throw pillows and, you know, throw blankets all for $5. They have, wall decor. So you can go from drab to fab in a hot second. It is absolutely awesome. They have everything you need for back to school and decorating your room and staying organized, not only for the dorm room, but also for home. So this is the place to, and I swear, when you walk in the door, you realize that there's so much more to just pick up for your home, because you can. There's tons of stuff here to have fun when you're not studying and you're not learning, or when you check those boxes anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Barb, where can we go for more information?
Yeah, well, they have over 1,200 stores nationwide, but you can always go to their website, fivebelow.com. Again, 24/7, their website, fivebelow.com.
Barb Majeski, thank you so much. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you.
All right, so we move from, I really do like that store. Somebody told me about it, you know, Five Below, and I didn't realize all the things they had in there. She was going through all that. I'm like, yeah, yep, I know, I saw it the other day. So going to work, and I took the show, gosh, it hasn't been a year yet, but I took the show to Seattle, maybe I was in Seattle, I want to say, last October. And every morning I walked by, it was beautiful there. They have a big port. And I walked by and saw commuters getting off and on the ferries because they were going to these islands, right? And then they were coming into the city. And the terminal, a ferry terminal in Seattle now is out of service because one of them crashed into part of the terminal that helps guide the boats. So can you imagine this? Like, there's commuters there. Their cars are on the boat, because what happens is, boom, they dock them and flip open the gate, and then people drive off. So the boat just crashed. It's a scary situation just for the passengers and, I guess, the crew, just crashed right into the terminal. And it didn't go through the terminal, but it hit hard. The cars moved forward and didn't fall off the deck, luckily. But the deck was folding in, and, you know, people were calling 911, all of that. There weren't any alarms or sirens or whatnot. And eventually the boat was docked, and you had firefighters and paramedics that walked on the boat. And we're just making sure and checking to make sure everybody was okay. But they're investigating that. But it was like a scene from a movie where it just kept on going. Like, here's this beautiful city. You're pulling up, boom, and the iconic waterway. And all these cars are there. Normally, keys in, the ignition, you're gone. Or you just hit the button. You know how that is with the newer cars. And you're off. But they almost were off and into the water. Thank goodness that didn't happen. That would have been a scary thing. People would have obviously scrambled to be out of the cars, and some of them weren't in the cars, but it didn't happen. Very close, though, as that slammed in. It was just crazy to see some of the shots of that that I was looking at. And it reminded me, you know, when you go by something and you see that, and then that happens. All right, here's something we can all enjoy. Do we want something we can all enjoy to get away from inflation woes and everything else? How about this? Two meteor showers. Have you seen any meteor showers? Well, you could see one. 6 a.m. Eastern on Friday, if you listen to this in time. 6 a.m. on Friday. And that's when it's going to peak. So some of us will be able to see it. The Earth orbiting the sun, it encounters this lopsided orbit of a comet. The icy surface that leaves behind dust and rocks, and they boil off from the sun's heat. I just read about it, trust me. And then these space rocks fall toward the atmosphere. That's what it is. And you get this drag of the air on the rock, and it makes it hot. And it's what you see is a shooting star. It's the bright streak is not actually rock, but it's glowing hot air as the hot rock zips through the atmosphere. I've seen that. I know you've seen that. Probably you've seen that. But I'm saying a meteor shower. That's what they call it when you see a bunch of that. So that'd be pretty neat to be able to see that. And there's this one comet that they're talking about that can happen anytime up to August 23rd annually, right? And it's mostly seen best by people in the southern hemisphere. However, it doesn't mean that others can't see it. So the idea is, for the one I'm talking about here, if you go outside for about 30 minutes before the shower, your eyes adjust to the darkness, and you can see it as it's going over. You have a better chance. You don't even need to have a telescope, right? You just find a place away from artificial lighting. That's what's key, because then that can kind of throw you off if you don't see, if you've got artificial lighting. And it might be better, especially if you're listening to this at whatever point. Saturday and Sunday, the moon is only 5% full, so you'll be able to see a meteor shower then. That might be the best time. It might not be very strong. It might be smaller streaks, but you'll still be able to see those little fireballs, I'm going to call them. And I don't know. That sounds like something fun to do, right? Except for, I have to tell you this, whenever I try to time it right, it's like I'll find out somebody, a neighbor will say, did you see that? Did you see it? No, I stepped out 5 minutes too late to see that, or I was there too soon and I thought it wasn't happening and I went in. It's like I'm always not good on that whole timing thing, but who knows? Maybe my timing will be good, your timing will be good on the lottery. Somebody's got to win, right? Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Jeremy Paulson, great work on the technicals. Make it count, everyone.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.